This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. Sam and Jason with you this morning on this President's Day Monday morning. Glad you're spending some of this holiday morning with us. If you have the morning off, not having to go to work, thanks for hanging out with us as the Steakhouse comes up at the top of the hour. And we're here until 10 a.m., and so glad you're with us. Bobby Brown came out and did this song and another song at halftime of a Falcons game a couple of years ago. And Bobby came out and worked. He still has some of the dance moves. Okay. He had a lot of dancers around him. But he played them two tunes, and I think he went and got 8 good hours of sleep.
Yeah, my sister missed that game. I said, oh, girl, you missed out. I got a Bobby Brown show.
Bobby came out there. And, you know, he put it out there.
Shout out to 90s throwback night.
Yes.
Yeah, it was that. It was that indeed. Next guest we got, man, always great to have this guy stop through and have some fun with us and catch up with us from the area with Sportico. Always looking at the business side of sports and our teams. And he's I want to get into this thing he had about Luka coming to the Lakers as well. Eric Jackson, good morning. Welcome back to the show. Great to have you on here with Sam and Jason this morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. It's great to be back, guys. How's everyone?
Good, good. Thanks for taking some time for us.
Absolutely.
Hey, I love the Bobby Brown, too. We can cut that.
There we go.
Nothing wrong with having a little Bobby Brown. We're going to talk with you a little bit. Let me start with this thing, but since it's been All-Star weekend, you dropped something on when Luka goes over to the Lakers. How much were you surprised by that? Did you have any idea that was going to happen? And you say it's going to be a big deal, a good deal for Brand Jordan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, man, no doubt about it. I mean, listen, I don't think anybody had that one on their bingo card, right? I think even the commissioner, Adam Silver, said, like, yeah, I was thrown for a bit of a loop myself. So, yeah, crazy trade, definitely one of the biggest shockers in recent memory. And but no doubt, I mean, I think what's interesting is it's definitely huge for a Jordan brand, right? I mean, they've never had a star player in their prime on the Lakers. So, I mean, that's, I'm sure, going from Dallas to L.A., bigger market, bigger lights, I'm sure they're grinning ear to ear for that one, you know, alongside arguably the greatest player that's played the game, right? So that's a huge win for them.
It's always interesting when we're going to analyze a move like that from the on-the-court side of it, but the off-the-court side, you know, talking endorsement, but also for Dallas, you know, when you're talking about a franchise that moves on from a signature player like that, how can those things affect the business side of the Dallas Mavericks?
Well, I know the Mavericks owner walked into the arena the other day and heard plenty of boos as he walked to his seat. So, you know, he's not the most popular person in town right now. But no doubt, I mean, you see it, right, in ticket sales and across the board, right? I mean, there's no doubt there's going to be a little animosity from the fan base right now from selling. And, you know, I would hate to be in that ticket office right now trying to convince people to open their wallets after a move like that, right? So, but listen, you know, obviously Nico Harrison, he's the GM, he's in charge. He puts his job on the line, and he thinks if AD and Kyrie can mesh well enough and get a title, and, you know, people move on quick, right? So I think if there is success, then I think there can be some, I think there could be, that could be a big solution and people feel a little bit better.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline on this President's Day Monday morning with Eric Jackson from Sportico. He is social. You can find him at EP Jackson at EP Jackson, all lowercase. And of course, you're a product of the area. I know while you are up in New York and you keep an eye on everything. You were at the Super Bowl recently. You do like to keep an eye on things here in your hometown and how the franchises are doing. I know the Hawks, made some trades, changing the roster up a little bit. But you have some thoughts about how some things can go for the Falcons, for the Hawks and Falcons, with some developments that are happening near the arena, right?
No doubt about it. Listen, I know that the Hawks, from a value standpoint, I mean, we all see the cranes in the air, right, in Atlanta and Centennial Yards and huge ambitious project, right, the $5 billion multi-use development. And within the next few years, right, that'll keep getting bigger and bigger. And that certainly, once that's stable, right, that'll definitely add value for not just the Hawks, but the Falcons being right there in that corridor right there. So I'm very curious to see how that's going to look. Obviously, we have the FIFA World Cup matches coming next year, right? So some of that district should be up by then. And then, as we all know, Super Bowl returns to Atlanta too. So I think all of that will look much different, right, from the last time, Atlanta hosted some of those bigger events. So, yeah, it's interesting, man. I mean, obviously, we can talk about everything around it, but what's happening inside the arena, right, and picking up some wins, that'll always be main driver of any, you know, financial success. So I'm definitely looking to see if, you know, what other moves are going to be made. We saw the Hawks let it go some pieces around the trade deadline, and I think others are waiting if Trae Young's going to be a part of the franchise moving forward. So, interesting. I mean, the Hawks are in an interesting spot, man. They're kind of dipping their toe in a rebuild, but not fully committing. So, I'm waiting just like everyone else to see what the next steps are.
Yeah, things don't necessarily line up the way that they might wish that they would, with Centennial Yards building up and then maybe having more revenues coming in and wanting to spend a little more money and getting into that luxury tax and all those sorts of elements of building a top team. But you mentioned the Falcons benefiting from what's happening in Centennial Yards and anything else in that area benefiting the Hawks too. It's so interesting to have two different ownership groups that are in the same general space and will benefit one another. And you throw Atlanta United into that mix as well from the soccer perspective. Such a kind of symbiotic relationship that they both need to be on the same page to some extent.
No doubt. And both, I think it's safe to say both teams are, you know, being mediocre now, but listen, we'll see. Things can change a lot in both leagues. Listen, in 2-3 years, if both teams are playing really well, I mean, can you imagine opening up that district and both teams are playing really well? I mean, if you can hit, you know, thread the needle perfectly, right, to have that going at the same time while all these big events are coming to town. I mean, that, I think ideally, in Arthur Blank's mind, Tony Wrestler's mind, that would be the ideal moment, right? So I'm very curious to see how that all works out. And yeah.
Eric, we Jason and I were talking, you know, earlier on our show about Atlanta United and its influence, not just in this country, but internationally, how, you know, people in Europe, it kind of caught their attention when 70,000 people showed up for soccer in Atlanta, Georgia. And as a result, we see what we're getting, you know, coming next summer and what's coming this summer. Thoughts about that as this team has retooled, brought back, you know, Almiron, someone who was part of their championship, and just what we could look for really this year, because we're really getting excited about the season that gets started this Saturday for Atlanta United and what it could mean for possibly a championship.
Yeah, no, it's great to see Mickey back, right? I think with all the, you know, with some of the lows the last couple of years, and I think it was refreshing to see him return. And listen, I think, you know, Garf, the president of the United, I think they really do have a plan. I know it's been a little bit choppy, but they have picked it up recently. And like you mentioned, right, when United first got here, right, it was like, I mean, that's arguably the most successful expansion franchise in sports has ever had, right, mm-hmm. to win the title that soon after being established. I mean, that just doesn't happen, right? So I think, you know, it's like an artist, right? You have a one-hit wonder, you come out strong, and, you know, sometimes it can be tough to get back to that early success. But obviously United's trying to get back to that and get steady. And you know, I think it's certainly possible, right? I mean, and you mentioned everything else. U.S. Soccer is headquartered in Atlanta. I mean, mm-hmm. this momentum that the decade's having, I mean, this is the most important decade for soccer in this country, right, with the World Cup and the momentum with the MLS and NWSL, the Women's League, and, you know, and don't forget the NWSL too, right? I mean, Atlanta's 100%. Been a team as well, right, for a women's soccer team. So keep that in mind as we talk about United down the road when the time arises to put their name in the hat for a woman's team. So, yeah, no doubt about it. That's got to capitalize United on this moment. Take advantage.
I'd love to pick your brain on just the soccer side of it. That's where I come from, calling the Atlanta United games, and the business side of how everything intersects is so fascinating to me, because, you know, I remember the days when pro soccer was played in high school football stadiums in Atlanta not that long ago. And now you've got a team that is drawing on a regular basis right on par with NFL, with NBA, with Major League Baseball. That's not happening in every market in the country, but it's right. Getting there. Just the general effect of the growth of soccer in American sports business. You know, I know it's something with Sportico you guys talk about a lot. It feels like one of those big elements of changing the sports business and as a whole in the landscape. Soccer is a driver now of revenue.
Oh, no doubt about it. I think, like you mentioned, there was a time when MLS was kind of looked at as certainly not in the big four, right? I think now generally we talk about the big five, right? I think now we give MLS credit of being a part of the other major leagues, right? But I think there was certainly a time where we would just say the big four and would never mention them that way. So, and yeah, I mean, listen, LAFC has kind of become the flagship team in the MLS, and I think they've dethroned United over the years, but that's okay. United can get back. But yeah, I mean, LAFC is over $1 billion in valuation, right? Like, I think for a lot of MLS owners, they couldn't have ever imagined a team being worth $1 billion, right? So, Inter Miami, what Messi's done for the league and just drawing international eyeballs. And so, no doubt. And then I think, like I was mentioning just about this overall, this period, this decade, World Cup returning to the States is just huge for the league overall, just hosting. And then as well, you got to think too, like, there's other investments coming in from like overseas, right? And I think more players are more interested too of just playing on the teams. So yeah, overall, lots more investment, much more revenue coming in. Still not quite like the big four, right? But they're certainly getting there as soccer becomes more popular in this country.
Yeah. Wrapping up with Eric Jackson. What do we look for from you? What do you have coming up next?
Yeah, man. Well, for me, with NFL season kind of quieting down, right, I'm turning a lot to the W now, right? We have a CBA looming, which is pretty important, which is going to kind of a pivotal moment for the WNBA. And the facilities race that's happening around for teams and free agency and unrivaled, right? The startup league is happening in Miami right now. So a lot of emerging leagues and a lot of mature leagues that are trying to carve their path. So focused on those guys for sure.
Okay. Does Unrivaled end up helping the WNBA in your mind?
Yeah, well, for now, right?
Right.
I think for now, yes. But eventually, once both leagues are fighting for each other's sponsors and dollars, right, I think eventually, for now, they're teammates. But I think as Unrivaled grows, they become competitors.
We'll be watching for that. We'll be watching for that. And everything else you have, once again, he is social, folks. Follow him at EP Jackson, at EP Jackson. Eric Jackson from Sportico. Always great catching up with you, man. Proud of what you're doing. And thanks so much for spending some time with your folks back home.
No doubt, Sam. Thank you, as always, man. You guys have a great holiday.
All right. That is Eric Jackson from Sportico. I think we're from Roswell. Shout out to Roswell. It's your folks. He's all over the place. Great to spend some time with us to chat with us this morning. All right, going to the 9 o'clock hour. It is opening week for Major League Soccer. And, boy, the spotlight will shine brightly on here in Atlanta with Atlanta United, the potential for what we think this season can produce. And, man, I'm here with Jason Longshore. We're going to hear from Jared Smith also during this hour. You stay with us for the 9 o'clock hour as now we go into the Steakhouse. That's here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 99thegame.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.